Welcome back to the final segment here on Meet the Community on AM 1340 KXEO. Jennifer Barnett, Kyle Louder, Mexico Middle School principals, our guests this morning. We've covered quite a bit of ground. We talked about students, but on the reverse side of that, there's the parents and the relationships there. How do you manage those relationships with the parents? I know that you like to have transparency, and sometimes parents don't understand, how discipline works. Kind of explain that a little bit, if you will.
When I took over as assistant principal last year, the assistant principal before me, Mr. Schoonover, said, I'm going to give you this one piece of advice when working with parents. Because I think everybody who gets in the admin side of things would say that's probably their number one nerve, is how is this going to go? And he said, always to keep in mind, when a parent is upset, and whatever that looks like in the upset state, is they're just looking out for their kid. And so every time I talk to a parent, I am just keeping in mind, whether it's a loud conversation, a disagreement, or whatever, ultimately they want what's best for their kid. And so one thing I try to promote too is that I also want what's best for your kid. And in my role, sometimes we're going to make decisions that you're not going to agree with, but I try to communicate that with you, with them. But I also try to communicate with the kid and the parent also that, you know what, I don't like some of the decisions that I have to make at times. And just to be open and honest that this does not change anything. Kids are going to make mistakes. That's why there are principals. And so just try to always keep in mind that I want what's best for kids. Their parents want what's best for kids. And so and just stay calm and talk. And, I always invite conversation. And so I always invite parents to, if there's something you want to come talk about, let's talk. And we may never come to an agreement, but I want everybody to know that we do have open ears and we listen. And then we always are trying to make decisions that are best in the structure of school for kids.
I think it's kind of funny. Mr. Lauder talked about mistakes. We're sitting in my office right now and I've got a poster that says, forget the mistake, remember the lesson. And then I've got another thing here on my desk that says, a person who never made mistakes, never tried anything new. And so, with middle schoolers, I mean, it's a weird time, right? They make a mistake, you learn the lesson from it, and sometimes when you call parents, it's hard for everybody involved because you're like, gosh, why did that happen? Or why do we have to handle it that way? And like Mr. Lauder said, it's really nice to just know that we really are here helping kids, get to that next level and work through those things. And sometimes, it does stink to have those consequences or whatever it is. But I think open communication is great. Us having Parent Square now has been really nice because sometimes you just can't get a hold of a parent by phone call. And so, you get to where they're like, if you Parent Square me, that's much easier for me. And I'm like, awesome, because I know I can reach you and then you can tell me, hey, call me at 3:30 because I don't get off work until then or whatever it is. So it's just been really nice to be able to communicate with parents through that. And it is kind of scary sometimes, you're like, gosh, they're not going to be very happy with me, but I got to do it anyway. And it makes sense. Having your own kids helps too, because our kids make mistakes too, and we get those phone calls too. And so, just knowing that, I had an administrator a long, long time ago that she said to me, they sent you your baby, they sent you their baby, right? And so you have to remember that they want what's best for them, like he said, and think about if that were your kid in your situation, how would you react? And sometimes it doesn't go as well as you wanted it to, but then later you learn from it and you figure it out. So yeah, communication is a big part of it, and I've enjoyed working with parents, and it's kind of funny because being from here, Mr. Lauder and I found that like a lot of the parents now are people that we've known for years and years and years. So it makes it a little bit easier that way too.
Sure. I wanted to talk to you one last thing about hiring teachers, because that's been a thing in education with more and more people leaving. Education as a career, it just gets tougher every year. And especially at the middle school level, to recruit teachers in, is it difficult? How are you guys dealing with that?
Middle school is hard because, when you go to school to be a teacher, you don't really walk around college campuses and hear people be like, "I'm a middle school teacher." You're a high school teacher. You're an elementary teacher, and so hiring isn't the easiest thing. And I went to a mock interview at Westminster College the other day, and talked to some people, and there were no middle school people, but there were some people interested in fourth and fifth grade, so you kind of try to recruit them a little bit, and then you find some people that are kind of in the early high school, and you try to recruit them a little bit, but ultimately, when it comes to it, I'm a firm believer, like, in my background is sports, and so, like, if you would have asked me if I had a dream job that was a stretch, it would have been like a college basketball coach, and so I treat it a lot like recruiting, and so you try to treat your people that are in building fantastic, and so when they know people, they're like, man, working at Mexico Middle School is awesome, like, it's a joy, and so we try to pull some people that way, but you also just have to connect and keep connections, and so if somebody's like, well, it's not the right time, then you reach back out and do type of those things, but luckily I don't think we're gonna have a ton of turnover this year, and so that's always the goal. I joke at the, but by the end of my career, I'd love to have a year that I don't lose anybody. I think that's kind of a goal because it speaks to the culture and the climate and all those things that we work on, but you know, it's just part of the job, and I try, like I said, I try to view it as the recruiting, and so I kind of enjoy that time of the year when I need to, and you know, sometimes in June and July when you're still trying to hire somebody, it gets a little stressful, but you know, we have also been lucky. We have pulled some people that are not traditionally trained teachers. They've since went back and got degrees in education that are fantastic teachers. And so we've been lucky to pull some of those people that maybe it wasn't their first passion, but now it's their second passion, and they are really, really good at it. And so that's always something that you're trying to look at also in, like, people you know that have teacher traits and trying to identify teacher traits in people and be like, have you ever thought about this? And sometimes you win in that game too.
Absolutely. We're going to end with the wild card question here. Uh-oh. I would have asked you what you would do if you were not an educator, but you kind of just answered that, Kyle.
Yeah, if I wasn't in education, I'd be trying to coach a college sport just for a little bit. You know, I've got brother-in-laws that are kind of in the game, and I see the amount of time and effort that they put into it. I don't know if I want to do it long term, but really, growing up, the only time I wavered on education, I was going to go to school to be an architect.
Okay. So here's your wild card question for both of you. You're going to take all 400-plus students on a field trip. Where's it going to be? Price is no object. It's been approved, and where are we going?
I'm going to a Cardinals game, I think. I think we're going to sit in the upper deck, and we have 470, so I'm going to try to get 600 tickets so we can space out just a little bit. And we're going to sit in the upper deck, and they can yell and scream, and there's really – we talked about the champs and how you respond in certain situations. You know, at a Cardinals game, there's some of that champ stuff goes out the window. We can yell and scream and stand and clap, and so I think putting middle school in a situation where there are – a few less rules than more rules, I think, is a good situation. So that's where I'm going.
Especially this season.
Yeah.
We're right ahead.
I'm going to say, like, the beach. Wow. I don't know that I'd want to travel that far with 470 kids. But if we got there quickly, I think it'd be great. Because, like, you talk with kids and they don't give it out too much. You know, I'd love for them to be able to see something cool like that. I think it'd be fun. I mean, a beach day with the kids, I think they'd have a great time. It'd be cool.
Very nice. I certainly appreciate you guys taking some time out with me. Want to wish you the best of luck on the rest of the school year.
Thanks, Matt. You know, it's winding down close. It's not that far away.
No doubt. We'll stay in touch, and we'll have some promotion dates coming on KXGO.com soon. The principal of the Mexico Middle School, Kyle Lauder, the assistant principal, Jennifer Barnett, our guest this morning on Meet the Community. We'll be back with another edition of Meet the Community next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. right here on AM 1340 KXEO.